But I'll tell you this, if you're able to drive customers into your practice, you will often be able to cover up mistakes that for most people would be devastating. Now, to take you to the next level, you've got to cover up those mistakes too. It's not just about marketing, but boy, if you can master this marketing thing, I tell you, it'll change the game for any practice. So I hope that makes sense. I hope you understand that when I talk about, I always say, everyone, first of all, the primary reason that I love teaching marketing is, but as I say, I truly believe it's the fuel that makes any practice burn brightly. Now, that is, marketing is like a superpower to help you serve more people. Hey Jocks, I hope you're super well. I hope you're enjoying the summit, and I'm super excited to do some teaching with you right now. So, you know, the format of the summit has mostly been to create, some intimate interviews where we get to find out from the busiest docs on the planet, the people that are helping patients as well as chiropractors all across the planet grow, some of their most intimate first beginnings when it comes to practice, like why they were successful, why they weren't successful, one of the challenges. That's really what I want to bring from the summit. But I help docs all across the planet grow their practices through a program called New Patient Avalanche. And we have something called the Inner Circle Group, and we have hundreds of docs all over the world that have been involved in that in some way, shape, or form. So what I thought I'd do is, for this portion, is I'm going to teach a piece that I truly believe has helped so many of my docs really understand what they need to understand from a marketing perspective and how to grow their practice. So I'm unapologetically going to go the route of marketing now and really just give you some inside. If you will, look, I'm in the game right now. I have 8 offices. We generated just a tinge short of 11,000 new patients last year. We turn over $7 million every single year. And we've been doing that for years. Now, one of the key things I'll tell you is that marketing, in my perspective, is the fuel that helps your business burn brightly. It's the fuel. That's not to say it's the only thing, but it's certainly, if you are able to have a good foundational marketing program, I promise you it covers up so many mistakes. Now, that doesn't mean that those mistakes don't need to be sorted in time, but I'll tell you this, if you're able to drive customers into your practice, you will often be able to cover up mistakes that for most people would be devastating. Now, to take you to the next level, you've got to cover up those mistakes too. It's not just about marketing, but boy, if you can master this marketing thing, I tell you, it'll change the game for any practice. So I hope that makes sense. I hope you understand that when I talk about, I always say, everyone, first of all, the primary reason that I love teaching marketing is, but as I say, I truly believe it's the fuel that makes any practice burn brightly. Now, that is, marketing is like a superpower to help you serve more people. But having said that, that does not mean that the product, the service, the thing, the adjustment isn't still first and foremost the most important thing. So while I'm going to be giving you some great tips and techniques now to foundations to grow your practice, please always remember that I tell all my Inner Circle members this, is the thing, the adjustment, the philosophy, the way you serve is still needs to be, you need to be working on that as much as you're working on the other things. But the key is as much. Because here's the thing, from a chiropractic standpoint, I see one of the biggest challenges I've seen in the docs that I help all around the world is that for some reason we cease to think that the laws of business exist in our practice. And they do. All great businesses needs a marketing department. All great businesses needs a sales department. All great or some thought on that. All great businesses needs good accounting systems and good work on that. All great businesses need some type of HR system to work your team and how to grow your team. So it doesn't matter what the business is. It's kind of a panacea. I'm a very simple businessman. You have to have all those in your business. So today we're going to focus more on marketing, but I just wanted to make it clear it's not the only thing. So let's talk about marketing. What's the definition of a marketing? A marketing basically, it's just helping people find you and use your service faster than they would on their own. Let me say that again. It's the process of helping people find you and use your service faster than they would on their own. That's basically all it is to marketing. But I tell you, one of the concepts that really changed the game for me was, I've done a lot of work with Dan Kennedy. And if you haven't heard of Dan Kennedy, you better go check him out. He's one of the leading marketers on the planet, right? I'm flying down to Cleveland to spend two, three days with him now in the next couple of months. But this definition really made a lot of sense. This is his definition. The great marketing comprises of a marketing system capable of directly and affordably driving sufficient quantity and quality of new and repeat customers into a business, fed by multiple sources of media. That's what he says. Let me say that again. Good marketing is a system capable of directly and affordably bringing sufficient quantity and quality of new and repeat customers into your business, fed by multiple sources of media. And that's basically going to form the basics of my the key elements I'm going to teach you from a marketing standpoint. I also just want to mention that when I understood that, for me, it's always been about how to serve more. When I fully understood that the saying is, you will always help more people, serve more people, affect more people's lives, influence more people by becoming the marketeer and or teacher. The marketeer and or teacher of the thing, as opposed to just the doer of the thing. That's going to be quite tough, a lot of chiropractors to understand or let go of, because we're very attached to the doing of the thing. Now, that doesn't mean you ever stop doing the thing. Some of you want to stop doing the thing and grow a scalable business where it's not so much reliant on you. We help docs do that too. But growing a business does not mean, when I say business structures, it doesn't mean you ever have to stop adjusting. However, that being said, if you understand that you've got to be good at the doing of the thing, but you've also got to be good at the teaching and the marketing of the thing, and that's how you'll serve more people. Period. You'll always serve more people by mastering the marketing and or the teaching of the thing. Now, it's a bit of a cliche, but the definition of a doctor is what? A teacher, right? Now, teaching is what we used to think teaching was preaching, if you will, stand in your soapbox and tell people what to do. But when we say educate now, the word educate comes from the Latin word to educe, the beginning bit. So let me write that down.
So when we say educate, that part there comes from the Latin word to educe, and that means to draw out, not shove in. And that's really what marketing is for me. Marketing is a process of education where you get to draw out the genius in someone and help them make a decision about their health.
Right, so I'm going to use that board in a moment, just in a moment. So let's go through the fundamentals of what I believe. You've got to understand these fundamentals to grow any practice. If you don't understand these fundamentals, it's impossible to have a good marketing system. So are you ready? Here's the thing. First of all, three important numbers that every single business needs to understand. I'm going to write quite a bit on the board. You cannot have, this is the reason that when people talk about a marketing budget, I kind of know the amateurs. Now, bear with me here. Why do I say that? If you understand this one number, a marketing budget becomes irrelevant. And the number is... Okay, so that's your lifetime value. Or in chiropractic, we talk about our PVA. So bear with me there with the scribbling. So it's our lifetime value or our PVA. Now, if you first start with that, now when I say to people, do you know your PVA? A lot of people will say, yeah, I know my PVA. So patient visit average, the average amount of time someone comes to visit you. How do you work that out? You take all the visits in your diary of a 6-month period all the adjustments and the new clients you've seen, and then you divide that by just the new clients. So all the people in your diary, that's new patients and adjustments, visits, all visits, every visit in the diary, divided by your new clients, and you get your PVA. That multiplied by your average adjustment fee. Now, a lot of people go, but I see, I charge $60 or $50. I'm like, yeah, no, you don't, not average. What's the average adjustment fee? Divide all your adjustments by the average takings. What's the average adjustment fee? And that's a lot lower than a lot of people think it is. So that's how you work out your lifetime value, right? So your average adjustment fee multiplied by your PVA. That's how you work out your lifetime value. One of the ways to work out your lifetime value. Now, if you understand your lifetime value of a client, and you understand that the average client, in this case, the LTV is equal to, let's say, I'm just going to be like pretty conservative in just setting up, well, a lot of docs are a lot higher than this, and there's a lot lower than this too, but let's say the average lifetime value for a client in your practice, once you've worked this out, is $1,000. Okay, is $1,000. I'm going to go into some of the biggest mistakes people make with marketing. Now you can work out what you can afford to spend to acquire a customer. So let's go through a list. This has also changed my life. Here is a list of some of the biggest mistakes people make when it comes to marketing their practice. This is I'll tell you my list, and then I'll go through Dan Kinsey's. My list is first, overwhelm. Also, they don't understand what they can and need to spend to acquire new customers. What they can and need to spend. Lack of consistency, no measuring, not enough client acquisition channels, more than one, lacking adequate retention and conversion, and don't invest in ongoing mentorship. Now, listen to this. Dan Kennedy has a list of things that he says is one of the biggest mistakes people make for marketers. Number one, and very relevant for this class, number one, unreasonable expectations regarding necessary investment in customer acquisition. Let me say that again. Unreasonable expectations regarding necessary investment in customer acquisition. Now, let's go back to LTV. If you understand your lifetime value is $1,000, let me ask you a question. Can you afford to spend $100 to acquire a customer? Can you afford to spend $200, $250, a new patient? You know the answer to that is yes, but in reality, how few docs will actually invest that amount of money to acquire a customer? Very few, right? Now, that doesn't mean we want to spend that much, but if your lifetime value is that, can you afford to spend that much? Greatest definition, one of the greatest definitions I've ever heard of marketing is, this is how you win the marketing game. The person that is willing and able to spend the most to acquire a customer wins. The person that is willing and able to spend the most to acquire a new patient wins. Now, keyword is able, not necessarily willing. Because if you understand this, you'll be willing to do it. But able to, and that comes, this is why the thing that you do, understanding your PVA, being good at your being good at your craft, being able to adjust, being able to serve, that goes hand in hand with marketing. Because if you're good at that, you and I both know that your lifetime value is going up. True or true? Also, good day one, day two, and also good systems and structures. By the way, the whole conversion process starts before someone works in the door. So here's the thing that no one talks about. We said every single new client, almost 11,000, a welcome pack in the post before they come in the door. We also retarget them on Facebook before they walk in the door. That means they're going to see testimonials. So we've got our system set up. So when someone books a new patient, they start seeing this in their news feed for testimonials, from celebrity testimonials, etc. And they get a welcome pack from us. And guess what's in the welcome pack? Testimonials, celebrity testimonials, something to position you as the expert, maybe a book that you've written. Now, day one, day two, that's what we're doing. Day one, day two is fantastic, by the way, and you should be doing great day one, day twos. But let me tell you, if you position it and they've seen you on media and they've seen you in all these places before they walk in, day one, day two is a whole lot easier. So the whole marketing process feeds into that too. Now, let me get back to my point. If you understand what your lifetime value is, and you are, that's why you've got to focus on the thing too, being good at your adjustments, being good at serving, then all of a sudden you can afford, so willing and able being the key word, you can afford to spend more money to acquire new patients. Does this make sense? So without your lifetime value, not just a PVA, without your lifetime value, I want to know a monetary amount, it's impossible to come up with a good marketing plan. This is what happens. Now, again, that's not what we want to spend. So for us, some of our new customer acquisitions or new patient acquisition channels, we're quite comfortable spending $25, some $50, some we're getting for $3 or $4. But here's a disease that happens in the marketing space is you might work this out, but
I want to quickly run through your next numbers. The next, I'm only going to talk about three numbers today, and I'm going to, and I want to just talk about a few of our marketing channels, right? So, next number you have to understand from a marketing standpoint. Once you understand that, you also got to understand your cost per lead. So, what's a cost per lead? Cost per lead is how much it costs to, let's say, get someone's details. Cost per client is how much it costs to get them in the front door. So now you know that you kind of, that a customer is worth, a new patient is worth around $1,000 for you. You understand that you can afford to spend some money to acquire that new patient. It doesn't mean you want to spend a lot. A lot of our channels are free, but you need to understand that if you that'll straight away break down blockages towards spending money on marketing, because you know it's not an expense, it's an investment. So if you understand cost per lead means how much does it cost me to, say, get someone to download something from Facebook from me? How much does it cost me to get someone to buy a voucher at a screening? How much does it get someone to pay for something or an assessment at a talk in a business? We do them all the time. How much does that cost? That's cost per lead. So let me tell you the difference. The difference is this. Let's say you're at a community event and you get 10 people to come to the event and purchase something. So you're going to work out all your expenses and what they cost to get you that far. Then you know that sometimes not all of them come in. So there's a difference. So it actually costs you more to get them in the front door as opposed to just the lead. A lot of people just stop here and say, let's say the event cost me $100 and we've got 10 people, that's $10 per person. So cost per lead will be 10 per person, okay? Per person. Now you've also got what they paid in the day, but let's say only 5 end up coming in, all of a sudden that jumps, your cost per client jumps to $20 per person. Forget about what they paid right now, because that's slightly skewed, but I want you to understand that process. Does that make sense? So when you understand lifetime value, cost per lead, cost per client, you can nail just about any marketing campaign. Now, when I say this to docs most of the time, they don't know any numbers, nothing. They're flying by the seat of their pants. So please write this down. Whatever you measure and report upon grows exponentially. If you want anything to improve in your business, you've got to measure it. So when I ask you, are you doing this for every marketing campaign? You better be saying yes. Because that is money flows and growth flows and abundance flows towards order. If it's not well managed, I promise you're going to have a tough time growing that business. So that's the first thing you understand. The next thing you need to understand is once you know what your cost per lead is, once you know what your cost per client is and your lifetime value, I promise you, I've seen this so many times, what will happen is you'll start doing marketing campaigns and you'll understand this, you'll get excited and you'll go, hey, you know, when I do this talk, it costs me $25 cost per lead, for instance. Let's just work cost per lead. And then I did health fair screening and it was costing me, say, $15 per lead. And then when I did a lunch and learn, it was costing me, so $50. Obviously, I'm really making up these numbers. Those are actually the other way around. But I just want to, for emphasis, I'll show you. What will happen is this, that they should be doing one of these. They'll say, oh my word, let's do this one and not this one. Let's do this marketing source, not this marketing source. Because what they'll do is they'll wrongly think that they should be doing the cheapest one. Yes, but here's the key. The key to this whole thing working is the word, have to understand that. The word and is critical to making this whole thing work. Why do I say that? Because if you know your lifetime value and you know your cost per lead and you know, understand what it's going to turn into in time, this is marketing or business 101, it's irrelevant whether source A is cheaper than source B or C. Why do I say that? Remember, the person that is willing and able to spend the most to acquire a customer wins. Now, if you understand your lifetime value, you know that it makes sense to do A and B and C. And right there is probably the biggest mistake I see in just about
any practice. Now, what's so interesting, the summit interviews, Dr. Tony Ebel, and all of them, you know, Dr. Liam Schubel, these amazing, they built empires. They all spoke about something that I preach all the time about. You have got to have multiple forms of new patients. Now, the worst number in business is one. So when you understand this, you understand that you can afford to have more than one new patient. It's not that the fact that that's cheaper is irrelevant. Is irrelevant. I hope this is making sense. 11,000 new patients last year built on this marketing system that I'm going to tell you about now. And our cost per lead sometimes is really, really low. So from Facebook, sometimes we have cost per lead as low as $4 or $5. But that's not typical. It was a little bit higher. I don't mind paying more because I know my lifetime value. So that's the first thing I would say from that perspective. Once you properly understand that from a marketing perspective, then the next critical element to your marketing campaign that is absolutely essential is that you've got to have multiple. So I'm going to just briefly run you through, and I know that we've really had people inquire about me doing more training on this. So I may do this after this event. But the four basics that I talk about when it comes to marketing, any marketing campaign, you've got to have multiple, is number one, some type of events-based events. When I talk about community events, getting out in the community, whether you call them screening events or whether you call them local events, all that just showing up to your local chapter, etc. Like when we spoke to Dr. Alex Fadan in the interviews, he was huge on this. He spoke about this, basically built his practice. So that's the first thing I would say, is get out in the community. Some type of community events, whether that's screening, etc. I don't care the definition. I built my business, $7 million, on that type of community event in the beginning. Next, we talk about is, if I always joke, if I had to do it all over again, whether it was Dr. Daniel Knowles, we spoke about Dr. Tony Ebel, and Dr. Ron Oberstein, they all spoke about one of the keys to their business was talking, health talking. Now, when we say that, it shivers at most people's spines because in some way, shape, or form, I don't know if you know this, but public speaking is one of the greatest fears on the planet. Now, whenever I talk about talking, there's three main categories. Community events. So you go out into businesses more than anything. So corporate businesses. We do multiple of those a week, multiple ways. There's some really keys to get in. Keys. Some of our new patient avalanche clients have this little secret strategy that I teach that gets you into a business straight away, right? Now, so that's the first thing. Then you've got the two other forms. So there's three forms. One is businesses. The other two are within your practice. One in your practice is driving new people who've never been there before to your practice for an informational talk. Or you drive them to a local restaurant and you do something called, like this very, very popular, called Dinner of the Dog. We don't do that. We drive them into the practices and we have them in our practices and we do a talk. And we've always got somebody to do a talk. And we get 80% off, up to 80% of the people who show up to the day to convert into some type of examination. Now, listen to this. That is driving people from Facebook. They've never been to us. They come in. We've had up to 50, 60 people register for that event. There's no dinner. There's none of that stuff. Although that's a great strategy. But that, for us, we drive them to our practices. And then we have a special thing that we teach our docs is how to get them to start care with us and pay for an examination on the day. Pretty cool, right? How many of you would like to do a 30-minute talk and get 13 new patients? I'm okay with that also. Next is your practice health talks. Now, this is to existing new patients. It becomes part of their journey, and the idea is to get a friend across. So a friend or family member to join. So that's two already. So you've got community events. Then you got talks. Next is we like to categorize it into Facebook and Google. Now, Facebook has been huge for us. We spent $150,000. Honestly, I don't know anyone in the marketplace that spent that much money on driving business in their own practices. That's not to say there are not some great teachers out there that help a lot of practices. But listen, I'm in the game. I have all the risks. I don't know anyone in the chiropractic industry, and I could be wrong, by the way, but if there is, I don't know of anyone who spent $150,000 of their own money advertising on Facebook for their own practices. So we generated thousands and thousands and thousands of new patients from Facebook. We still do it. Our strategies change. We have multiple strategies. We take weeks to teach this to our Inner Circle members. But here's the thing we also do is at our live masterminds, you bring a key marketing person to my event. While you're learning in one room, your team is learning some key marketing strategies with my marketing team in another room. Pretty cool, right? So Facebook and Google are still very relevant. But again, all comes down to understanding these numbers. And the last one we talk about that built our multiple million dollar practices is understanding event-based marketing. So why? Because in the marketplace, it's so popular. So we're talking about Easter campaign and your Halloween campaign and your, you know, whatever it is for you guys. You know, we do a New Year, New You. We do a back to school. We do Halloween. We do Easter. We do a summer event. You can do Thanksgiving, whatever it is. But event-based marketing has been massive for my business. Now, mostly, we do a lot of this. We have an email strategy that we teach that's incredible that generates a 10% response rate for us. But we have a few secret tips there that we teach as well about driving people. We have mixed media in that, and we change it. So we've had a 10%. That's 600 reactivations. We had 600 from a list of 6,000 because I'll show you how to target and how to do that in the process. So just in the time I've got with you on this web class, this bonus web class, is I wanted to do some real meat and potato, get stuck in, and what helped us build multiple million dollar practices and 11,000 new patients. It averaged out to 30 new patients per clinic per week. Now, if you're watching this and you could handle 30 new patients per week for your practice, and that's what we average across 8 sites, 30 new patients per week, then certainly come join me in one of my trainings in the future. I'd love to teach you more of this stuff. And we've got loads of testimonials of people that have got over 100 new patients in 6-7 weeks. So this stuff works. So I hope that masterclass was helpful. If you understand this, you are already way above. You're already by, forget about chiropractic, about a business, most business owners would not understand this concept. And understanding this concept, now what's key is that it's not just you understanding this concept, it's your team understanding this concept, which is so important because you better not be the only person that's focused on marketing your business. You better understand that your team understands these concepts. That's how you build a million-dollar practice, is when it's not just you building the practice. It's not about you clicking on the specific spots on Facebook. That's why we help build a team in my organization too. So I love and appreciate you. I truly mean this when I say thank you for your trust in downloading the summit and going to summit. I hope you found it valuable. Love and appreciate you. Hope that was helpful. All you need to understand those numbers, and you know more than 99% of businesses on the planet. Love and appreciate you. See you soon. Hey docs, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet got my book, it's completely free, New Patient Avalanche. It's exactly how I grew my 8 practices, saw 10,000 new patients every single year from the strategies in this book. Everything's in here. It's completely free. All you do is pay for the shipping and the postage. Click on the link. I promise to help your practice grow. See you at the next video.